Yeah, how are we doing today, guys?
You think you're in the meat? You should know.
I mean, do you look at Sunday as it has all sorts of playoff seed implications? Forget one week at a time. It's just this one game that this will have all sorts of implications come January.
Oh, absolutely. It seemed like that's kind of been a common trend here lately, playing teams in the NFC that we know we're going to have to deal with come New Year's. So this is a big game for us. You know, there's no hiding that fact. You know, they're 7-2. They're playing really good football. And they're a team that, you know, we'll have to deal with come New Year and come playoff time. So we have an opportunity to play at home, and we have to take advantage of them coming here.
How similar are they defensively to what they were doing a couple of years ago with Craig Williams last time you guys saw him?
I mean, you know, Wade Phillips does what he does. I mean, they got great guys up front. I mean, I can't even count the first-round picks that they have up front. You know, they got a ton of guys that can really get after the quarterback. You know, I think the biggest thing that jumps out to you when you watch these guys on tape is how fast they are. You know, obviously everyone knows about Aaron Donald up front, and then, you know, you look through the linebackers with Ogletree and Barron. Those guys can all run, and I think that's the biggest thing as you study them on tape is how fast their team is on defense.
Does that put extra pressure on you guys that Case may have to get rid of the ball quick?
Hopefully we block him up. You know, I'm talking more like pursuit to the football type stuff, that kind of speed. You know, I'm confident our guys, our line has played great all year, and I expect them to continue to do that. Keep Case clean and let our guys on the outside make plays like they have.
Touching upon the line, just the way you've had some injuries in the last few weeks, but no matter who you plug in, it seems like you guys don't miss a beat.
I mean, the guys have done great stepping in and playing big for us. You see those guys each and every day at practice, and, you know, Tony, Janoke, they do a great job preparing not just our five guys that play every week, but the guys that get plugged in. And, you know, it's one of the things that Pat says all the time. You know, these guys think that they're taking scout team reps and, you know, their chance isn't going to come. And then next thing you know, you're out there starting for us, and we need you to play well because there's no excuses. You know, we can't say, oh, well, we didn't have our starting this. So those guys come out and have played really well for us.
With the history you guys have with Teddy and how much you're rooting for him to get back out there and play, mm-hmm. and how well Case is playing, how do you balance sort of like which team this is?
Well, I mean, for us, you can look at our last couple of years, there really is no, like, you know, this is this guy's team. You know, we've been all over the place with quarterbacks, and I think one of the things that you do say is Case has done an unbelievable job this year stepping in and winning games for us. And that doesn't discredit how well Teddy's done to get back and to get to where he is 15 months after such a significant knee injury. So, you know, I think if you're looking at it that way and whose team this is, you're looking at it in the wrong way, and you kind of miss and don't get the appreciation for what both of these guys have done to get to where they are today.
Nick, how we've got guys like Adam and Stephon on the outside. Do you notice how that affects coverages at all and how it affects other guys like you in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are doing really well. It's like I just mentioned before, if, you know, we block teams up, those guys are getting a lot of one-on-one matchups, and, you know, we're just going to try to continue to exploit that.
Both teams sitting on top, same record, but it seems like a lot of the hype is going the way of the Rams. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. I think that's kind of the way we prefer things around here.
Happy were you for David Morgan scoring that first touchdown?
It was awesome. You know, it was a play that, you know, Clancy, you got to give him a ton of credit, and, you know, doing his homework on goal line and, you know, an opportunity that we saw. I think when teams prepare for us, they probably put an offensive lineman in Dave's spot. The ball is not really going his way too often. So, you know, to see Dave get a touchdown, get in the end zone for the first time, we'll have to work on his spike a little bit. It was kind of rough. I mean, it just went straight to the side. So we told him we'll work on it. And, you know, now he's got, like, this alter ego of Diamond Dave. So, you know, you score one touchdown in the league, and then, you know, now all of a sudden you have an alter ego. And, you know, I could barely get to my locker after the game because he was just swarmed. But, no, we're happy for him. It was good to see him get in the end zone.
Kyle, you haven't had to play against a team yet that has gotten rid of you. Do you think that's a little extra juice for Case this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time you play against a former team, you'll be motivated to play well. You know, I think that's kind of a given. Knowing Case, I think he's more motivated to beat a team that's 7-2 and get us to 8-2.
Thank you,
yeah, you bet.